Okay, how to create new faults. And I have to, I'm like, and I know I've done a vlog on this and I've done a live on this. It's just a quick live. But like, I just can't, sometimes, right, I will listen to the same message over and over again so it stays into my skull. This is a vital message. Even if you've listened to it elsewhere, do you know what? I would recommend listen to this again because it is just so vital. So creating new faults, right? I'm not going to go into the scientific itsy bitsy details of it because I just don't know it. But like neurotransmitters, they say, you know, in order to create new neurotransmitters, you just need to repeat it. So for example, your brain is used to doing the same patterns over and over again. So if you want a new pattern, you just need to repeat it like every day. It's probably why you need to write it down on paper and on your brain because it doesn't exist in your brain yet. So it's just about, so for example, when you go into a maths class, you have to learn Pythagoras theorem, okay? You don't know what Pythagoras theorem is, but how do you get that information stuck into your skull ready for your exam? You probably, for me, I would write the formula out over and over and over again, and then boom, it's in there. Not only would I write the formula out, I would apply it. I would do questions on it. I would do exercises on it, okay? And, you know, most of us will spend a lot of our life learning relevant information to make us successful for an exam. Why don't we start doing that with, like, positive thoughts? If we are so determined to, like, you know, do it for an exam to better ourselves, don't you understand, like, your thoughts become your feelings? So if you're so willing to smash a maths problem into your skull, be willing to smash some positive self-talk into your skull. And I know I make complete sense right now. So I hope it helps. I hope you just realize, actually, whoa, she got a point, mine. I know, I still remember that Pythagoras theorem. Okay? I hope it helps. I hope you have an amazing day. My thoughts are like literally just thinking big every day. And like how you would do that, honestly, write it down every day. Positive affirmation, something you're proud of, grateful, you know, smash that out every single day. I have plenty of videos on like my IGTV if you want to journal for beginners, or on my Facebook, journaling for beginners and stuff like that. So like my thoughts, I have to like create every day. So for example, I do a thought download of who I currently am and what I'm thinking. And I do another thought download of, you know, Titan Katie and how she thinks. I'm like, yeah, badass. You know, that's what I mean. You just got to keep repeating those patterns to create those thoughts. Have an amazing day.